Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, October 20th, 2016. 1:14 coming up on 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are tuned into the Now program right here on WWGH Radio. Before we get to our first guest to discuss the debate that was last night, the last presidential debate of 2016, 19 days left to go till the presidential election and all the other elections, tonight right here on WWGH Radio, it will be the League of Women Voters Candidates Night. You won't get it anywhere else, but right here, 7:30 p.m. tonight. Preceding that program tonight from 7:15 until 7:30, my exclusive interview with former Secretary of State, first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. And we talked about Putin, we talked about Hillary, we talked about Trump, we talked about the controversial comment that she made that there's a special place in hell for women who don't help women. That interview will air tonight, Madeleine Albright, 7:15 to 7:30, right before the big debate tonight, League of Women Voters. But here for about 10 minutes, we want to check in with one of my favorite guests. She is a former panelist on the hit TV series, The McLaughlin Group. She writes for The Daily Beast, and she has been around the political world for many years, and getting her thoughts on last night's debate is always important and informative. We welcome to these microphones Eleanor Clift. Eleanor, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Glad to be with you.
Yes. Let's just get right into it. What did you think of the debate last night?
Well, the headline clearly was Donald Trump's refusal to say that he would concede the election if he lost, which he's now busy walking back. I caught part of a rally on TV, and he's basically comparing himself to Al Gore and George W. Bush circa 2000, that if either of them had said, oh, yes, I'll concede the election, that they would have given up their right to sue in that very closely contested contest, which took 36 days to conclude, to resolve. And it was resolved, of course, by a one-vote margin in the Supreme Court. I think it's the beginning of a Trump climb down, but he's certainly not abandoning any of the record of his rhetoric about, you know, crooked Hillary and all of that. I thought as a debate performance, he was more restrained last night than normally, and he, I think, would have gotten pretty good reviews if he didn't step on his good work on issues with his declaration about not honoring our election traditions in this country. And I thought Hillary Clinton did a fine job. She's, you know, kind of predictable. You want to be inspired by her. I'm not sure she did that, but she did touch more on issues, on early childhood, and I thought the segment on the Supreme Court was critical in terms of voters who care about Roe v. Wade, that 1973 ruling that made abortion rights legal, and also the Citizens United decision. She put about money in politics. She certainly put her cards on the table, and so did he. And so I think they clarified where they stand on the issues, and I think Chris Wallace did a good job, you know, keeping them on point. So I thought it was a good evening.
That being said, the poll that came from CNN last night was 52% of people think Clinton won, 39% think Trump won. Does that jive with you?
Yeah, I felt like I was grading on a curve last night. You don't expect a whole lot from him, and I thought he did well. But I don't think either of them changed any minds last night. That isn't what it's about. And I think that Hillary Clinton has sort of cornered him on a number of issues. His rhetoric about the Mosul and what's the military action that's going on there, sort of suggesting that's a political ploy that she ordered up, which is so far from reality. He really doesn't have any plausible issues. He's really playing the politics of grievance, and I think there's a justifiable concern that he will keep a segment of the country upset. I'm at a college, actually, in North Carolina, Campbell University, and one young man in one of my classes said that when She said no one in history has ever disputed the results of an election. He said, I'm a history major, and he said, I remember 1860, and the South didn't accept Lincoln, and look where that left us. So I thought that was an interesting response. And he was a thoughtful young man. He said, there's been so much negative about Hillary Clinton all over, as he put it, Facebook and Twitter. He said, so I decided to do some research myself, and he said, I come away admiring her. She's done a lot more good things than I knew about, and I think a lot of the negative stuff is just wrong. So I was kind of flabbergasted to meet a young college student who would say that here in the heart of the rural South.
That being said, Eleanor, the big story was that Donald Trump said he would not, well, he was going to keep everybody in suspense about accepting the election results. For people today, because we just had a caller who said the same thing, said, well, Al Gore did the same thing. What do you say to those people?
Well, what happened that night is the results from Florida changed. There was one call that I guess initially was it that Gore had won and then that Bush had won. I don't even remember the circumstances anymore, but it was pretty clear that the results in Florida were too close to call, and that because the election was so close in terms of electoral votes that you had to wait and resolve what had happened in Florida. So I think both Bush and Gore behaved honorably. They both lawyered up, and I think I think George W. Bush got a better lawyer in Jim Baker, former Secretary of State, than the Democrats managed, and I think Baker kind of outmaneuvered the Democrats. But that having said, it went to the Supreme Court. It was a 5-4 decision, and a decision that the court said should have no binding on any future decisions. In other words, it was a one-off. And I think, you know, Al Gore, who had won 5 million more votes nationally than Bush, had every reason, maybe, to continue to refuse to accept the outcome, but he didn't. He delivered a very gracious concession speech and said, well, he didn't like the outcome, he wished the new president well. So, I mean, I think that was a good point in history. If Gore had acted otherwise, I don't really know how that would have been resolved.
Per his own words, Donald Trump thinks Hillary Clinton is rigging the election. If she's rigging the election, why didn't she rig the 2008 election?
I guess she tried and it didn't work. I don't know. I'm being sarcastic. The word rigging has been tossed around a lot, and the Democrats have used it, that the system is rigged against the middle class, it's rigged in favor of the upper class. So the word rigged has been used by both sides. But when you talk about rigging the elections, you're not talking about something that is controlled from Washington. Elections are monitored and controlled by states and localities, and by Republicans and Democrats working together. The was the Ohio Secretary of State, or was the Iowa Secretary of State, now getting my vowels mixed up, who said that he was going to make sure there was no rigging, and he pointed out that in the running of the elections, it's the one place in our institutions where Republicans and Democrats get along very well. So it would be very difficult to rig an election, even if you set out to do it. You'd have to go into certain states. It would be hundreds, if not thousands, of polling places. It's just, we have messy elections here, and I still remember looking at the ballots and to see the hanging chads and whether they've been punched through enough and that sort of thing. But we've never had the kind of outright rigging that could affect a presidential election in the modern era. I really don't think that's possible.
Is there any worry that last night again, when Hillary for the first time really put him on the spot with Putin, that he did not, he still would not come down hard on Putin? He, matter of fact, he said, In regard to Putin, he said, I don't know him, he doesn't know me, but I hope we can get along, that would be good. He wouldn't really say anything negative, but he would say, when Hillary brought up the WikiLeaks scandal and said that, I believe it's 11 people from our government have right. said that it's Russia, he said, well, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know anything, and you don't know anything.
Right. Well, I thought Chris Wallace did challenge him on that, and you've had these various intelligence officials come out who've served both Republican and Democratic presidents basically saying that they have evidence that the hackers are they're Russian hackers. Now, whether they're doing it at the specific direction of President Putin, I don't know that our country necessarily knows that, but they suspect that's the case, and again, it's highly irregular for a politician to be flirting with an adversarial power and kind of inviting them to be part of the election process. And some notable Republicans have spoken out that maybe Hillary's emails today, but it could be Republican emails tomorrow, that this is not something that should be applauded and treated lightly. This is really a serious breach of this country's internal security and privacy.
That being said, this week a lot of people have put Florida in Hillary Clinton's column, that it's the margin is widening there. They have taken Arizona out, if you can believe, Utah out of Donald Trump's column. 19 days away, Eleanor, no more debates, no more conventions. Where is this election going to end up?
Oh, I think we're going to be watching all the down-ballot races, and on the Democrats, we'll be looking to see if a wave develops, you know, the kind of last-minute breaking in one direction that basically gave the Republicans control of the Congress in 1994, and it was another wave election in 2010. If a wave election happens, then the Democratic control of the Senate would be ensured, and potentially even the House might be up for grabs. I think that's a long shot. But Republicans so far have done a pretty good job of shielding themselves from the Trump effect. You mentioned Florida. I think the Democrats have pulled out resources from Patrick Murphy, who's running for the Senate seat, Marco Rubio's Senate seat. And so Rubio looks like he could win, and even though Hillary Clinton is leading in the state. And you see that in Ohio as well, with Strickland not being able to capitalize on the anti-Trump momentum. So, in 19 days, a lot could happen with these down-ballot races, and I think that's what everybody's going to be focusing on now.
In 19 days, just a ballpark, where do you see the Electoral College in the presidential race?
I think Hillary Clinton wins with what we would call an electoral college landslide, which is over 300 electoral votes. She'll be, I think, where Barack Obama was, and conceivably, because Donald Trump is really such an out-of-the-norm candidate, she could even, do better than that. But as I say that, I think Trump is an unusual enough candidate that you don't want to start getting overly confident that Clinton is going to win, because the electorate is capable of surprises, and 19 days, a lot could still happen, but certainly anybody would rather be Hillary Clinton today than Donald Trump if they want to be in the White House.
And just in the vein of the McLaughlin group, what don't we know? Tell us something we don't know.
Oh, wow. I don't know that I know anything. I'm in North Carolina, and I am struck by the fact that really are two Americas, and the two Americas split on just about every issue here. They have a lot of controversy over the bathroom bill, which the Republicans call a common sense bill. And you have City of Charlotte, and you have the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle pitted against the more rural areas of the state. And one professor at the University of North Carolina said to me, tolerance has become an economic asset. And you can't attract talent today to these more metropolitan environments being as intolerant. And I'm at this small college now in Bowiesville, North Carolina, and I really praise the millennial generation because they do seem really tolerant of each other and all of their differences, and I think that's the direction America is moving in. And Donald Trump has sort of bet on the other half of the electorate, less than half maybe, of people who really want to return America to what it was like when it was less diverse. And I think that's a losing hand, and I think Barack Obama's election twice proved it, and now potential of a woman president will underscore that.
We have a quick question real quick from Terry Tackett. You're on with Eleanor Clift.
Hey, Eleanor, I have a quick, and I don't know the gist of this. Maybe you could answer this. I heard somebody the other day mention something about some aid or something that to North Carolina that Donald Trump had sent. Do you know anything about that, or like they for a disaster they had there, like a hurricane or something? Or
I remember, Hurricane Matthew did impact North Carolina, but I think it was a previous natural disaster where maybe it was in Louisiana, and Donald Trump actually went down and was handing out water bottles or something. I don't know that he contributed money, he did do that on one occasion. I do remember some photographs connected with that.
Eleanor, quick before we part ways here, is this the end of the Republican Party as we know it if Trump loses?
The as we know it part, yes. And there are lots of parts of that Republican Party that should get a respectful burial. They have, as President Obama put it, they've been riding this tiger for a long time, basically, kind of an anti-immigrant really turning themselves into, a white people's party. So I think there are aspects of the party that need to be retired, and he's brought out the worst aspects in many ways. But it's the GOP, that's the acronym, the Grand Old Party. They have wonderful tradition. We need them, and I hope they do reconstruct themselves in a way that they can be constructive partners in legislating and governing, because we have a two-party system and they're essential to it.
Eleanor Clift, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Take care, bye-bye. One of my favorite people, Eleanor Clift there. Very interesting. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We can talk the debate that was or anything else on your mind, and here comes a phone call already. Did something catch your eye? Okay, here we go. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Right. You had just talked the hour before about the corruption of, or non-corruption of the DNC and the riots that you well, with the DNC, they had done things to Bernie Sanders to not have him elected, and they fired the head of the DNC, which immediately Hillary hired her for her campaign.
That's so incorrect. Wait a second. Now, see, here's the thing. You were going good there, and then you got off on the left track. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the head of the Democratic National Committee. Debbie All Wasserman right. Schultz did not run Hillary Clinton's campaign. When the emails were found out that Debbie was slanting it toward Hillary, not Hillary knew nothing of this, when that was found out, Debbie resigned the week of the convention. Debbie is not working for Hillary's campaign.
She was appointed immediately as an advisory person to the Hillary campaign. Now, I'm not sure. I'm assuming she's getting some kind of compensation for it. But if that was connected to it, why would she even be brought back into the campaign?
Well, she's not an advisor because she's running for her own seat, I believe, in Florida.
But she did come back into the Clinton campaign.
Well, she was never in the Clinton campaign. She was the head of the Democratic
Committee.
After
she resigned from the DNC, then she was immediately picked up by the Clinton group.
Okay. Well, okay, let's say that did happen. I don't know. Terry, do you know anything about this?
I don't know of anything. I thought when she resigned it, she just concentrated on running for her seat in Florida.
you know, she came back and she was working with the campaign immediately, which I found extremely odd with the whole situation. But the point of what I'm trying to get within the whole thing, and I guess, you know, Trump, Hillary, I guess what I'm coming out with most of all right now is how corrupt our political system seems to be at this point. That probably scares me more than anything else that's happening.
Well, I'd certainly thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Again, the phone lines are open, and I never heard anything about this. We're going to have to do some fact-checking on Debbie Wasserman Schultz being an advisor to the Hillary Clinton campaign. The phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. What did you make of Eleanor Clift?
She had some pretty good facts there. I mean, you know, as far as I always love her take on different, you know, on these debates and these just political conversations that we have and stuff like that.
I don't see anything where she went to work for the chairperson of the Democratic Committee resignation.
Not saying he was wrong, but I never heard that. I thought she just went back to Florida, you know what I mean? And I didn't hear anything about her being brought into the campaign.
I don't see anything about that. Resignation, she resigned.
Right.
That's it. There's no evidence. If somebody can cite the evidence, we'll have to see it. But that is not true. And that's one of the big problems with this campaign is people are saying things that are not true. Now, before we went to the break, it was all about we don't talk about WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about WikiLeaks, okay? First of all, none of Hillary Clinton's emails have ever been leaked to WikiLeaks.
They've always been with
her campaign manager, John Podesta, and some other people. I believe Donna Brazils and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, where they were hacked.
Yep.
Never has been Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, what I don't understand, and I really don't get this, is why people don't care that actually what they've done is espionage. You know, this is espionage from a country, Russia, and Vladimir Putin, who we are not allies of, we are not friends of, they do have nuclear weapons, and why are they trying to sway this election? Because obviously, if you are in favor of Donald Trump, or let's just say you don't like Hillary Clinton, let's say maybe you don't like Donald Trump either, you're bringing these things up as a negative to Hillary Clinton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you feel that WikiLeaks is a negative to Hillary Clinton. So explain to me why Russia has such an interest in making Hillary Clinton look bad.
The only thing I can think of is maybe does he have a business interest in?
I'm saying Russia. Why does not Donald Trump?
Okay.
Why does Russia?
You're talking about the country. I'm sorry.
Why does Russia have an interest in making Hillary Clinton look bad?
Boy, I don't know the past history. Maybe some bad dealings with the Clintons, and I don't know. You know.
Well, no, that's not been the case.
You know,
I mean, he's met with her. She's been Secretary of State.
Yeah.
So why would he want to make her look bad? Which is espionage, by the way. Just the fact that the emails were hacked and put out nationally is espionage.
Mm.
And 11 sources here in the United States working for our government say it is Russia who has done it.
Do you think that someone may have told Russia? I mean, Russia to, or did they just act upon themselves? Do you think? I mean,
I don't know the answer to that, but all I'm saying is it is espionage.
Mm.
And why in this country are we encouraging espionage? I understand people don't like Hillary Clinton. I understand people aren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton. That's fine. That's your American right on Election Day to vote for whoever you want to. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, whoever you want to vote for, go do it. But you should take a note in the fact that espionage has happened here. And it's no little espionage. They are hacking in to people's emails in this country. And if they can hack into hers, what makes you think they can't hack into Donald Trump's? What makes you think they can't hack into people who used to work for the government, like Colin Powell? Which, by the way, they have. And they've hacked into a lot of people's emails. This doesn't bother anybody. 740-383-9944. If Donald Trump wins the election, good.
Yeah.
But why is Russia interfering in this election? Explain that to me.
Yeah. It almost seems like they have a vested interest or something in this.
Why would they have an interest in this election?
Boy. That's the part I unfortunately don't have an answer for. I mean,
well, if somebody does, please let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because near as I can tell, I don't know what the reason for that is. Why? Because it's my understanding that Donald Trump says he doesn't know Putin. He said it last night. He said he would like to be friends with him. That'd be good. Okay. But why is it that they are negative Hillary? If Hillary is going to do such a terrible job and going to let Russia take over the world and let them run wild, and she's a horrible Secretary of State and horrible on world politics, wouldn't Russia want her to be in that job? Wouldn't that benefit them, that we have an incompetent person running the country?
Wouldn't you want
her in there?
Yeah, you would think you would want to do everything you could to help her try to get that position, you know.
If you are not an ally of ours, wouldn't you want to hurt the incompetent person?
Absolutely, you know, you would think.
And the guy who says he's going to be tough on everybody and employ tariffs and go after people and use military force if need be, wouldn't that be the person you wouldn't want to be in charge? Because that's going to cause more problems for you?
Absolutely. That's what I say. I don't know. I don't have an answer. You know, I don't know why.
All I know is here's what's wrong with the political system, to be perfectly.
Do you think, and I know it's kind of off the beaten track, but do you think that this Ed Snowden or what? I mean, is there a tie in there? I don't know if that.
Well, it's Julian Assange who's leaking the emails.
No, I know, but I mean, didn't Edward Snowden or what? You know,
he leaked some classified information.
But I mean, isn't he still in? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's got asylum in Russia. Yeah.
I didn't think of anything. I just didn't know.
No, but I'm just saying, if Hillary Clinton is so awful at what she does, and she did the Russian reset, and Donald Trump calls it a failure, if you're Russia, wouldn't you want that?
Sure. Sure.
Wouldn't you want the incompetent person who mishandled you?
That doesn't know how to deal with you or doesn't know, you know, sure.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
And I also don't understand exactly what happened to this country. You know, it used to be we were Americans. We might have disagreed politically, but we were Americans. You know, if let's go back to an election maybe from the 1980s. Let's say Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would have had Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter saying, we want to be friends with Russia. Do you?
Yeah. No.
Do you think anybody back in the days of Joseph, would Truman have gotten up and said, I'd like to be friends with Joseph Stalin? No, I don't really know Joseph Stalin.
No.
I mean, they were our allies in World War II.
Sure.
Would he have gotten up and said, you know, they were our allies. I don't really know much about Joseph Stalin. It'd be great if we could become friends. Would he have done that?
No, I don't think he would.
Would Dewey, who was running against him, would Dewey have gotten up and said, hey, you know what? I've never been in the president.
But Nikita Khrushchev.
I don't know Joseph Stalin. I think he'd be a fine guy.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we can be friendly.
Sure.
Because if you're going to say that Putin's not as bad as Stalin, Putin worked for the KGB. People have been killed in Russia. Russia is an aggressor. Russia is a dictatorship. And people better pay attention, because in the end, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and everybody else is Americans, and so are all of us. Go ahead.
Wrong.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're back. Go ahead.
Okay. I've read the book by McCullough about Truman. Truman liked Stalin. I met him at the conferences, and he says, he's a short little guy, and I really like him.
Did he praise him in the election?
Wrong.
He did not. He might have liked him.
I did not say that, but he...
No, but that's what the question is on the table. You cannot come in here and say in a book... Did he say that in the... No, I didn't. What I said was... I said...
He personally liked...
No, I didn't. I said, I did not. We'll play the tape back for you. I said, if Harry Truman got up in an election and said, you know, I kind of like Stalin, let's try to be friends with Stalin, would we have elected him? I didn't say, did he like him? Kennedy was backdoor channeling with Khrushchev. But, you know, Kennedy would not have gotten up in an election in 1960 and said, you know, I kind of like Nikita Khrushchev. I've never really met him, but I think we can iron this all out. And neither would Nixon. And that's the point. Do they like these people? Maybe. Maybe Kennedy liked Khrushchev. Maybe Reagan liked Gorbachev. Maybe Truman liked Stalin, but did they stand up in an election? I'll tell you what. You take that picture of Truman holding that Dewey sign, Dewey wins sign, and you can throw that out the window if he would have said, I like Joseph Stalin in public during that election. That was the height of the Cold War.
That was basically the start of the Cold War.
This is what I don't understand from people. You know, fine, you don't like Hillary Clinton. We've discussed that ad nauseum. I don't care anymore. That's fine. Blow that out the ear. She's 19 days away. Looks like she's going to win. Now,
you guys have nothing to worry about, do you?
I don't really care either way. But what I do care about is that this country is espionage is happening. Do you think Harry Truman in his book did he write, hey, I like espionage. I think that's a good idea.
Would you repeat that? It wasn't making any sense.
Well, did you get it, Terry?
Yeah.
Well, it made sense to somebody. But I said, did Truman write in that same book you're quoting, did he say,
this isn't a book, it's a book about Truman by McCullough.
Well, okay, then we don't know if it's all factual. But the point...
Yes, it is.
Truman didn't write it. Truman wasn't interviewed for it, but it's all factual. But anyway, the point is that was he also quoted in that book, or was it also implied that he liked espionage from the Russian? He liked Russian spies over here? He liked communists?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, but is being done with these emails not espionage?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. So why is it?
It definitely shows our security is not...
Absolutely.
Not secure.
And I'm with you on that. Now,
who's in charge at this point?
President Obama.
Okay.
Absolutely. But my point is why are they trying to interfere in this election? Did Khrushchev try to blackmail Nixon? Was Stalin trying to blackmail Truman or Dewey? That's what I don't understand. I can't understand why we're so worried about WikiLeaks and what might have been said about Catholics and who might have said what in Wall Street speeches. Russia,
we should be free to just totally dismiss all that.
No, vote who you want. I don't care.
I'm saying as Americans, we should say that. It's WikiLeaks, and they just don't...
What we should say is, why is a foreign power trying to influence this election, and the woman we all call incompetent, and say is the worst Secretary of State, why don't they want her in power? Why wouldn't you want the incompetent?
Well, I can't answer for them, I'm sure you couldn't either.
It's not too hard to figure out. If I'm David McCullough, and a person's trying to influence an election, and they've never said a negative thing about one person, and daily they are leaking espionage, illegally obtained documents from another, it doesn't take Albert Einstein to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think they're doing it? Just, they've got nothing to do? Badminton tables broken?
Well, you'll have to explain that, I guess.
They're not doing this for any purpose. They have no purpose in obtaining these emails and leaking them.
I don't know.
Well,
I guess you can answer that for us.
Well, I can't answer that, but I can say there has to be a purpose. Why would you do it?
Maybe they just like to screw around with us.
Right.
You think that's at all possible?
I think they are screwing around with us. They're trying. Did you listen? You don't listen early in the day, and I do appreciate you listening to the show, but I wish you would have listened this morning because we had Adam the computer guy on. Adam's show has nothing to do with politics, but one of his guests is from Wales. And he comes on quite a bit, and they don't talk politics, they talk computers. And this morning, because of the election last night, Adam just said, totally plainly, what is the read on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in Great Britain? And it is that Donald Trump is a joke and a con man, and that they are laughing at us. So Great Britain, our allies, laughing at us. And
you know, Bush's second election, that was against Kerry, and I said if Kerry wins, I'm leaving the country. And if Bush wins, I'm leaving the country. I had arranged to go to London the day of the election. Okay, I got there, and you would not believe as how those people were in England. They detested Bush.
Well, I'm sure they did.
It was the worst I mean,
based on
respect. Sure. I didn't believe how vile they could get over Bush.
Absolutely, and based on his actions. He was a sitting president then for 4 years, had started the Iraq War, had started
had nothing to do with that.
Oh, you asked them what they say? They didn't like his shoes?
No, they basically didn't like a lot of his dealings with them, and I have no idea why.
Okay, but that is an election 15 years ago, and if we can't talk about the Iraq War and mistakes, then we need to talk about what's going on now. I really don't care who wins. People can look at the electoral map and figure it out, but we only got 19 days away. But that a man, for the first time, got on television last night and said, I will not accept, I'm going to keep you in suspense about the end of this election. And then went on to question, said, just disavow Putin right now. Say you're against him. Go ahead, do it. And he couldn't do it. And then, a matter of fact, he turned around and said that the people who were accusing Putin, our own people, our own intelligence people, they don't have a clue, he said. They don't have a clue, and Hillary, you don't have a clue. Well, I bet they don't, but I bet Donald Trump has a clue. I think he knows where that's coming from. Why won't he say anything?
You know, the only clips you had from the thing today were the ones that basically about Hillary. It didn't tell about what happened when she was asked by Wallace about good old Bill. She totally didn't respond.
Absolutely. She didn't respond at all.
She didn't say yes. She didn't say no.
Well, I don't put those packages.
And she didn't answer the question.
Those are national packages, and I didn't put that together. But No, she didn't. Yeah. Well, I didn't put it together.
What's that have to do?
You can come lie detector me if you want.
What's that have to do with? I don't understand.
She didn't answer the question, but
no, I mean, she just.
But why? What?
Totally ignored it.
What relevance does that have? I guess with anything.
What relevance does it have about? The interview with Billy Bush. It has nothing to do with our country.
Donald Trump's running for president.
Yeah.
So what?
Sexual assault is an illegal action.
If your wife does something, you're not responsible for it. I mean.
And, these women, they're all telling 100% of the truth.
I don't know either way.
What about Clinton accusers?
I don't know.
Are the Clinton accusers?
You feel it is.
Are the Clinton accusers all telling the truth?
I don't care about the Bill Clinton, because I'm not sure what it has to do with Hillary. And if we are such a biased network, by the way, we had Juanita Broderick on Monday.
Hillary actually has some daddy issues, and that's been going on for years.
What, did she borrow $15 million from her daddy?
No, she didn't. She had issues with her dad. And, one thing is, she tells the story herself about she came home when she's a little girl and said something to the effect that, oh, look, Dad, I got all A's. And his response was, well, it must have really been an easy class.
Okay, well, what's that
she
have to do with her?
She had issues with that.
Right.
She feels about men the way Trump feels about women.
Really?
Yes.
She sexually assaulted men. Yeah, she's grabbed their crotch.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Well, there is a difference, and people better catch on to this, that if you go to work and you sit next to a woman, if you're a man, and you just talk to them in a different way, that's not illegal. You go in and grab their pants, you're going to jail. Catch a clue.
Well, what amazes me is during the whole
I can't believe that people are offending sexual assault.
I
don't understand.
During the whole primaries, is that 17 like big strong he-mens, you know, couldn't stand up to Don, but this lady, I mean, she has no trouble standing up to him. I mean, she kicks him in the teeth. I mean, you know, nobody else could.
I think that's what it is. I think a lot of men in this country are very intimidated
they're
by Hillary Clinton.
You know, yeah.
It's very, people don't want to say that because you can't say it. What are you going to say? I don't like women. I think this woman said, you know what, I was queen of this country, but you know what, I want to be king. So she put on the man's pants, and she's becoming king, and it looks like it might happen in 19 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this obnoxious billionaire.
Well, then, like I say, you guys shouldn't have to worry then. You might as well just
I don't have any worry, but again,
no,
you said
you
were.
You might as well just skip the vote, since it's so obvious that she's going to be there.
You want to make a bet? We can bet what you want, anything you like. I'm just looking at the polls. When you're ahead over 300 electoral votes to 150-something and you've only got 19 days.
The polls, the two polls the last week there, the first one was 900 people. Okay, you're going to have make 900 phone calls, and all of a sudden you know all
this. Well, let's go with your analogy here. The polls are wrong. What would you like to bet that Donald Trump's going to make it in there?
Oh, I'd say the odds are small.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
But the polls, again, mean nothing. Let's go back to Truman and the polls. He had no chance.
Okay, first of all, Truman was elected in the 1940s. Television wasn't even rolling big time. News departments were not rolling. There was still a 15-minute evening newscast. There were not polls conducted like there are today.
But he had to put up with the fact that much of his party had split off from him. Two separate segments.
Okay.
Split 100% off from him.
If Trump wins, he wins.
Theoretically, and that's why the Chicago paper published the mistaken thing that they did.
Well, that's if Trump wins, he wins.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
And you'll accept it even though he won't accept the opposite way, okay?
I'll accept that he wins. Yes, I'll accept that he wins. I'd accept if Hillary wins. I don't have a problem with somebody saying, you know, hey, I lost.
Yeah. Well, I've already got my vote in, but I tell you, it's not for Hillary.
You voted for Donald?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, either way, then, it's all... I guess.
I know Sean Peel said I'm a traitor of some kind.
I don't know about that.
I'm obliged to basically to vote for Hillary because, I don't want to vote for...
It's the continuous thing, and I hope we don't have this up till the election, but the difference is in what people can't see, and I think what I'm going to do, luckily here we record all the programs, and I think I'm going to take 90% of these conversations and put them together. It is the group that says, I'm not for Trump, I'm not for Hillary, but Hillary is this, Hillary's that, Hillary's this, Hillary's that. The knocks on Donald are so few. In this conversation, I've heard that Hillary has daddy problems. I've heard that Hillary is married to a guy who did horrible things. I've heard that we specially edited the clips package to make Hillary look good.
But all it was presented was...
What did you present negative? What did you present negative about Donald? Because you didn't vote for him either.
I totally will not defend Donald.
That's fine, but you don't say anything negative. You don't say that about Hillary. You don't say, I won't defend Hillary. I won't defend Hillary. I won't defend Donald. End of story. But you go into these negatives about Hillary that you don't about Donald.
What is there to say about Donald if you have nothing at all good to say about him, and I don't?
Well, I think I would say he won't disavow Vladimir Putin. He has 10 accusations from women who say that he has sexually assaulted him.
Mm-hmm.
He has said...
That's what he said, she said.
Thing. Okay, it's Bill Clinton, too. We have him on a bus.
Not in Bill. Not with Bill.
Okay. Well, that's the way it goes, I guess.
No. They had positive stuff on him. He denied Jennifer Flowers until she brought her tapes out of him talking to her about it.
About the Billy Bush tape.
Remember that one?
What about the Billy Bush? What about him saying, they let you do anything, you can even grab their so-and-so? What is that just off top of his head?
No, but I bet it's true.
I bet it is true, too.
Because of the money, he can pretty much do what he wants. I think that was a very accurate statement on his part.
Well, it's very interesting. We are out of time, though, but thanks for calling in.
Okay.
We do have time to get one more call in, 740-383-9944. Don't forget the League of Women Voters tonight at 7:30, the Madeleine Albright interview proceeding at 7:15 to 7:30. Terry, you have anything to say about this as we approach the end?
No, I don't have anything to say. I don't know.
Time for one call left, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I was trying to wrap my head around all this.
Well, what did you obtain from that?
What I got was, I'm not defending Trump, but I'm not going to say anything bad.
Well, it's okay. People can vote how they want,
right.
and it'll be what it is.
But I just don't understand the bashing of, you know. I mean, you can vote for who. I don't mind, but.
I mean, I don't care who wins. Frankly, if Donald Trump wins, we have a lot to talk about for the next 4 years.
Sure. We're going to make history either way.
We'll never be without material next 4 years.
We're going to make history either way.
So, I don't know. It's a very interesting thing because I just thought that the United States when a country is committing espionage against us, I thought maybe it wouldn't, politics wouldn't matter for a second. That maybe we would come together and say, hey, you know, that's bad. If it could happen to you, it could happen to me.
Yeah.
But we can't
think
quite
a lot of
get
people
that.
Look at it like that.
Well, we can't. No, we are so driven to our own parties
yeah.
that everything is in defense of somebody I else. Know, yeah. And my God, we hold daddy issues. We're going back 68 years now with this woman. We're still talking about what happened 68 years ago. Bill Clinton, 18 years ago. We're still talking about that. The reason Trump is on fire now is because Trump's video just came out 2 weeks ago. Trust me, go back to the Bill Clinton era. Pull out a newspaper. Watch a television series. A lot of people covered it. Go ahead.
Right, the Russians did it. There's absolutely no proof of that, and it'll probably come out eventually. And also,
so the you can't make those false comments.
It doesn't matter who did it; it was wrong.
Okay,
he said that, but it doesn't take away from the fact of the emails.
So 11 people who work in our intelligence department who all agree that it was Russia—they're wrong.
Well, they're all probably in Hillary's pocket.
There you go. That's
my point. It's worked out. Everything that's come out, WikiLeaks is saying that. And even Donald Trump said it was wrong for any country or anybody to do it.
But
so what are you trying to say here? But the fact of it is, he did come out, and they do say what they say.
Okay, you know what?
Let's
say Belgium did it. Okay, let's say Belgium hacked Hillary Clinton's emails. Why?
Like Trump said, that's wrong too.
That's fine. But now wait, let me get a question here. The question is that is espionage. Whether it's Belgium, Russia, China, Japan, it's espionage. It is espionage for a foreign country to hack into anybody's private emails in this country and share.
This country did to the people.
Okay, I can't get a question in. But okay, it's espionage. That is an illegal act. A matter of fact, Edward Snowden is sitting in Russia because of what he did. Now, are you a fan of Edward Snowden?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so why are you a fan of whoever is hacking Hillary Clinton?
I'm not a fan of that.
So it's wrong.
I'm just saying it. But I'm also saying we can't ignore what we did see.
Okay, I don't either. You're exactly right. But here's my question to you. As Americans, forget the Republican, Democrat, Independent, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, forget that for a minute. We all agree that somebody foreign is hacking her emails, and that is espionage. Now, my question is why is a foreign power trying to influence this election?
Again, what does it take away from what they've actually
doesn't,
got?
Doesn't. It doesn't. But the question is why is a foreign power playing a hand in this election trying...
Oh, because they want Trump elected because they can get their way. Russia, you know, Trump is in Russia's hands, and by God, if that happens, we're doomed.
I'm asking you literally. You agree...
They're trying to get Trump into... That's exactly what you're trying to say. To get Trump elected.
Give me another reason. Why are they fiddling with this election?
Who says they're fiddling with the election?
They're
just trying to get through that they can do whatever they want in this country, and obviously they can.
Okay, they can do it. But why aren't they hacking Trump's emails? Why aren't...
Probably because he's got a secure email system.
Well, okay. You know what? I find it hard to believe that John Podesta is the only one who doesn't have secure email.
He didn't have LifeLock, maybe.
But my point is once again, forget who it is. This is an election. This is an American election for the next president of the United States. Why is whoever the foreign entity is, why are they committing a crime, espionage, to influence this election? They're dropping her emails every day. Why do they not want her in office if she's such a screw-up and such a horrible person?
How's come nobody's talking about who released the video about Donald Trump? That was illegal, too.
NBC did it. We know who did it.
Okay, then that's illegal, too.
It's not illegal to do that. NBC owned it. It was on their network. If I release this tape...
It's not legal to record somebody when they're not knowing they're being recorded.
He had a microphone on. When you tape
that doesn't necessarily mean they're being recorded at the time.
I'm sure
if he knew he'd been recording, he wouldn't have said it.
I've been around a lot of microphones in my life, and whether I'm sitting behind it and think it's on or off, I wouldn't make a comment like that.
Well, you had two of them who were doing, both Billy Bush and Donald
Trump.
That's
right, and it cost Billy Bush, too. He lost his job. But you know what? When you, like right now, we are talking. The fact that you made the conscious choice to call in here, knowing this is a call-in program, we now own this tape of you. I could release this. That's my business.
Fine.
That's not espionage.
I'm ashamed of.
No. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that's what NBC did. It was their show, their cameras, their tapes. Donald Trump agreed to go on. He left his microphone on. They didn't tell him to say that. And obviously, they lost Billy Bush.
Why was it released at that particular time?
I don't know.
They had it for years. They had it for 11 years.
Yeah, you have talked to NBC about that, but and that's fine. We can
emails were released at kind of a weird time.
We can have that conversation, but NBC is not a foreign entity. You know, NBC might have a reason that they want.
So it's all right for our media to affect the elections, but it you know, it's not right then either. You can't have the media that's supposed to be biased. Now, commentary is different. News isn't.
It's not espionage to release your own footage, which is what NBC did.
And you're trying to affect the election.
Okay.
It's a liberal media, except for maybe Fox, which is, I tell you what, I get both sides more on Fox than I do CNN, MSNBC, or any other ones I've seen.
I'm just trying to deal with a certain point here. We can talk media bias another day, but my question is,
NBC... It's wrong. Trump said it was wrong. No foreign entity should be affecting our
right, absolutely.
Election.
But my question is not that. My question is why are they trying to influence the election? They're not a media outlet here. They don't live in America. They've committed a crime. Why are they doing that?
So you're implying the reason why they're doing it is because they'll get more out of
Well, let me ask you this. Let me just ask you a quick question because we're over on time here, but I do want to ask you this question. What if Joseph Stalin had found, through the KGB, documents on Dwight Eisenhower's affairs with his secretary, and Joseph Stalin had leaked those documents to the American press and put those out there? Because that would have influenced his election with Adlai Stevenson. Is that right?
Probably.
It's okay for Joseph Stalin to do that?
No.
No.
It wasn't right then and it isn't right now.
Okay, but Joseph Stalin's point was, I would think, I don't want Eisenhower to be president. I'm going to hurt him. And it's obvious that whoever's doing this, if people don't want to believe it's Putin, that's fine. But whoever's doing it does not want Hillary Clinton to be president, very clearly. So that being said, why is that?
You're going down to the possibility that this could be local hacking.
Local hacking?
Yeah, this could be hacked in from somebody in the United States.
Well,
nobody knows that.
Julian Assange, at the head of WikiLeaks, has already said he got it from a foreign entity, and that's why he didn't release it in this country. He just won't release his source. And 11 intelligence agents have said it's Russia. I believe the Americans.
Well, okay, I wasn't aware of that, but okay, it's a foreign entity. That doesn't necessarily mean it's Russia.
But
it's Saudi Arabia, for all I know.
Let's say it's Saudi Arabia. Why don't they want Hillary Clinton to be president? Why doesn't this foreign entity want her to be president? Why do I haven't heard any hacks on Donald Trump?
Could be Israel.
Okay. Why don't they want her to be president?
Because she doesn't support Israel.
Okay, and that
Obama didn't either.
Let's say that's the point. Now that being said, and that's
it's well known that he doesn't like.
That's not necessarily true either, Obama. But let's say that's the case. It's not necessarily true that Hillary does not support Israel. It's just the first time they have given Palestine.
That's the primary of Israel. They'll tell you that they don't.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to give a quick lesson on this. If you go to Washington, Israel has a lobby. Palestine does not. And that's why we have favored Israel for years and years and years. And that's the truth. You can look that up. Palestine's never had a lobby in the U.S. government. Israel has always had
a lobby. Okay, so we'll quit supporting Israel in a country that they'll be gone within a year.
No, you know, I think on that issue we should stay as neutral as we can. But my question is,
if we do, they're gone.
What?
There is no Israel.
You think Palestine is more powerful than Israel? Israel's
no,
got
but
nuclear.
The Middle East is more powerful than Israel.
Israel's got nuclear weapons. I don't think Israel's scared of anybody. But the point is. I'm just asking you again, and let me wrap this up because we are running out of time. But the point is, fine, let's say it's Israel. Israel doesn't want Hillary Clinton to become president because you say she's not pro-Israel. Fine. They have committed espionage. They don't want her elected. They committed a crime by hacking the emails. They're releasing the emails, fiddling with this election. Is that how an American election should go down?
No. What I'm just saying is it might necessarily mean a country that is anti-American.
What
could
if,
be another country.
Okay, let me ask you this in parting, real quick. If Donald Trump's elected on November 8th, which anything can happen, and we found out on December 11th that Russia was hacking her emails, what do you do?
Okay, what if we find a day after Hillary's elected that she affected the election by was being involved in having the people protest at their rallies and actually caused fights? People got hurt.
It's not illegal. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal. It's not,
to incite violence is not illegal. What country do you live in?
Again, we're back to this tape thing. And once again, that was not Hillary Clinton's campaign. That
I'm
was
saying
the
if we found out, it was.
And she fired the staffers who she thought were involved.
Oh, so it's always her staffers.
I just wish I could get an answer on the question.
What?
Because
What's
11,
your
11,
What's your
11 intelligence people say it's Russia. Donald Trump gets elected on November 8th because of these WikiLeaks drops, which is a foreign entity illegally espionage getting somebody else elected. And on December 12th, we find out conclusively that it was Russia.
Okay,
then what?
So what?
Then what?
Doesn't change the value of the information that was leaked.
It doesn't change the value of the information that was leaked.
No, if the information is correct,
so it's okay for a foreign entity.
It's not okay. But we've already got this information. It's here. We've got it. We can't erase it. Although the media has really tried to.
Edward Snowden too. Why don't we just bring Edward Snowden back and say, hey, you know what? It's already out there. What we can't do anything.
That's not what I'm saying. You twist everything
I'm asking you what you're saying. It's a negative to Hillary. There's no doubt about it. But there's nothing criminal in those emails. So my question is, again, it is illegal. You know, like it or not, the emails have not shown any illegal activity by Hillary Clinton. On the other hand, the fact that those emails were obtained has shown illegal activity by a foreign entity. So my question
if it looks like poop, smells like poop, it must be poop. You know, every time you guys say, well, it was her campaign. It was a pack. It was this. It was that. You know, but you know, all around Hillary, we got all this corruption, but Hillary has no involvement in it.
I don't know that. If it's ever proven, just like you say, we can't prove that Russia did it. If it's ever proven that Hillary did it, okay.
Okay, it goes back to the question. If it is proven, a lot of this stuff was proven, first November or whatever, what do we do, impeach her?
If it's proven that she did something illegal, yes, she should be put on trial. Why wouldn't we?
Well, I guess you're more of a hard ass than I am because once she is president, because the American people put her in there, it would have to be something very, 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 very criminal I'd impeach her.
We did it to Richard Nixon. We did it to Bill. Bill Clinton was impeached. Richard Nixon left
What caught Nixon more than anything was a cover up. It wasn't the actual crime.
Well, that was what. But you know what? The same thing about Clinton. They always lay about the sex. It's not the sex with Bill Clinton. It's that he lied under oath. It's the cover up.
She wants to separate herself from that, but you notice in the debate, she made a statement that my husband was the best kind of economy we've had since before or after. You know, she wants to take all the good things about good old Bill, but she doesn't want to take any of that. And keep in mind, I liked Bill right up till the time he pointed his finger to me and lied to me on
the
television.
Right, and I'll tell you what, and I can say this. We're going way over, but the conversation's good so we can have this. The point is that you're exactly right. Bill Clinton lied. Bill Clinton was impeached. That's always going to be on Bill Clinton record. I know that because we're still talking about it 18 years later. But the fact of the matter is that Bill Clinton did have a good economy. Now, let's go to Richard Nixon here for a second. Richard Nixon left before he was impeached because he knew he was headed to jail. But guess what? Richard Nixon was probably one of the best strategic thinkers on foreign policy that ever lived. Until the day he died, he was consulted by President.
I agree with that.
So
he got a bad hit. But
so you can't erase all Bill Clinton's good just because he had some bad, no more than you can erase all Nixon's
I agree with you. I've never said anything other than the fact, I think I've been on your call many times, and I said the only thing that I really, and I was actually defending Bill Clinton when all these accusations were coming out and everything else, because I figured these were just women that was trying to get in the media or whatever. Found out I was wrong. Okay, but on the same token, he was a good president.
Right, but my point is, and this is a big point today, and I hope people do think about this. We are Americans. Hillary Clinton's an American, Donald Trump's an American, and I have said many times, I will vote, you will vote, Terry will vote, Sean will vote, we all will vote. And on November 9th, whoever wins,
we ought to support them.
Absolutely. And I hope that day, if whoever it is, good for them. But here's the point. When a foreign entity, these are not Americans, are trying to influence a presidential election, they don't do it just for the heck of it. And by the fact that they have done it, it's espionage. Period.
I don't think we're in disagreement there, but I'm saying also that we can't ignore the things that it's come up with.
No, we can't ignore them. And if there ever is illegal information in there, it'll have to be put out there and we'll have to decide what happens. But my point is, nothing illegal has been put out there. Hillary Clinton, in those emails from Podesta that have been illegally hacked and espionage, there's nothing illegal in there. So
okay, I'd say there's nothing illegal, but there is stuff in there that absolutely reverses what she said in public and even in these debates.
And what's it doing? Now, here's the thing. Again, you just said it. You got it. She has contradicted herself. Give you that 100%. But what does that do? Who does that hurt? It hurts her.
It hurts us.
Why are they trying to hurt her? Why is a foreign country trying to hurt Hillary Clinton in the midst of an election? You know,
I don't know. I don't know, but I could ask the same question as why is the liberal media trying to hurt Donald Trump?
Who?
NBC, MSNBC. I listened to all three of them, okay? Because I said somewhere in between the three, I got the truth.
The media is not illegal. The media doesn't critique Hillary Clinton?
Not much.
Well, every time a new WikiLeaks drops happen, the way we know about it is the media. And by my
Fox News. I very seldom hear anything on MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS.
Well, tune in CNN. Tune in CNN, and they report every day on the WikiLeaks drops that come out.
They also play that video 70 times and maybe mention the WikiLeaks maybe once or twice in the whole day.
Okay, we can get to that again, but again, it's not illegal to do that. It is illegal to steal information.
It should be illegal. The journalists aren't being journalists anymore. I'm not you being an exception. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that.
But we need to report the news. Once you get into what you're talking about a lot, you got to mention that's commentary.
Okay.
It's not news.
I tell you, I have enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed the conversation before, but we are way over on time.
All right, not a problem. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. It's always interesting. And hopefully we'll continue that through the election. Terry, put a button on this program.
Man, it's been crazy.
It's been a good day.
Look at that.
Don't forget, though, we are coming back tonight. League of Women Voters, 7:30. We'll be live on the air from the Senior Center, and I will be on 7:15 to 8 o'clock. Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, is the guest. But for now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Did so well despite the fact that one of the candidates